Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley. Pretty reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemon, and towards Boone, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Rosen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lipon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mapes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Mapes moves to second. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson who is chasing the ball. Mullen reaches third base with a triple. Pretty scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mapes takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing left field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley. Lepon reaches second base with a double. Ginsburg moves to third. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Lepon moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Houdeman moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepon scores. Houdeman moves to third. Pretty moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Lou Brissy now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houdeman scores. Pretty moves to third. One out. It's 6-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Tigers. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mapes hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Houdeman strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Kell moves to third. It's 8-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Groth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mapes hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal scores. Groth scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 10-0, Tigers. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ginsburg hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-0, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.